a word for you from Isaiah 51 verses 4 and 5. Give attention to me, my people, and give ear to me, my nation, for a law will go out from me, and I will set my justice for a light to the peoples. My righteousness draws near, my salvation has gone out, and my arms will judge the peoples. The coastlands hope for me, and for my arm they wait. The context of this is God addressing Zion, and in particular those in Zion who pursue righteousness, who seek the Lord, to remember their history regarding the rock from which they were hewn, as we find in verse 1, verse 2, regarding Abraham. He is the quarry from which they have been dug, he being the father of all believers. But now the Lord says, don't just look back and receive comfort from your illustrious history of godly fathers in the faith, but look forward to what I am going to do. And so he says, give attention to me. It in fact is a repetition of verse 1 where he says, listen to me. We need to listen to God's word, and in particular when God demands our attention, he has something of great importance to say, and it's addressed not to anybody but to his people. We are to give ear to him, we who are his nation. And this is the gospel hope that he gives, that a law will go out from him. He will set justice for a light to the peoples. And most commentators agree that this is referring to the gospel light, the death of Jesus Christ, his resurrection, his ascension to heaven, his pouring out of his spirit, and then the beginning of his church. And the gospel light of hope to all the nations, he says, to all the peoples. And the coastlands are hoping for it. They are waiting for his arm. They want to see God's arm. They want to see what he has to do. Even the distant Gentile places of the coastlands, they too need to hear the gospel. So while we look back and take strength from acknowledging that there are those who've gone before us who have lived by faith, who've lived righteously before God, and remember that God's own work, his righteousness draws near, his salvation has gone out, his light has been set up, and it is a just light, for God's judgment upon sin was poured out upon Jesus Christ at the cross. And now through that, there is the hope of the gospel. Are you living in that hope? Are you a beacon of light to all people, the gospel being evident in your life?